Welcome to Faithful Gatherings, where we uncover the truth through genuine Christian spiritual journeys, where we engage in stimulating discussions with pastors to gain insights and wisdom that enhance our understanding of faith and dive into the experience of answering the call to become a pastor. We will hear firsthand personal testimonies that will spark inspiration and motivating us to lead purposeful and meaningful lives. Moreover, no spiritual journey is truly complete without delving into in-depth Bible studies and engaging with the truths found in the Bible that will deepen our understanding of God's Word, empowering us with knowledge and wisdom to navigate life's obstacles with grace and confidence. And now, your host, Pastor Stan Perrett.
You know why most Christians cannot find the motivation or inspiration to do what they are dreaming of doing? Because they are far too often looking at scriptures through the eyes of their own personal limitations. Listen, God never told anyone to go figure it out on their own. That is what we're going to be talking about today on Faithful Gatherings. Looking to God for that motivational vision. You know people who have this unique ability to envision a different world. They possess a unique ability to see things that others may overlook and imagine possibilities that seem out of reach. These people often take risks that others wouldn't dare to take. While we may greatly admire and respect these trailblazers, if we can call them that, most of us don't possess the same visionary spirit. So where do we find the motivation, inspiration, and guidance to have this same visionary spirit for our own lives? As Christians, the obvious answer is to look to the Bible. Jeremiah 29 verses 11 through 14 say, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." When we open ourselves up to God's divine inspiration, our life's dreams take on a whole new level of excitement and possibility. We must first understand that God's plans for our lives do not always align with what we want for ourselves. His plans are always better than ours. I wanted to be this great musician playing on the main stages around the world. I learned how to play bass. I joined a band, did some studio recording work in California, ran the West Coast circuit, and played music in front of thousands of people. But that is not where God wanted me, nor was it in His plans for me to become an alcoholic or a drug addict. His plan was for me to be in His ministry as a pastor. His plan for me was to be right here, right now, with you as a friend and a voice of encouragement. God desires for us to let Him shape our lives and lead us to live a life that is full of hope, and that hope gives us a better future. And if we grab a hold of that hope and align ourselves with His divine purpose for our lives, we will and do experience God's best plans for our lives. Is it going to be an easy road? No, it is not going to be an easy road. He gives everyone a route to take that is specific to that person according to His plans. I encourage you to appreciate the route that God has you on right now in your life. Your dream may be to become a lawyer. God's plan for you may be for you to become a doctor. Your dream may be to become a firefighter. But God's plan for you may be for you to become a police officer. Your dream may be to become a worship leader. Yet God's plan for you is to be the senior pastor of the church that you grew up in or drive past every single day. Letting God reveal the plan that He has for your life is an exhilarating journey. You could say that it's like embarking on a thrilling treasure hunt. Picture yourself with a heart filled with eager anticipation, ready to unearth a buried gem overflowing with purpose and boundless joy, all of which God has specifically designed for you. Unlike treasures hidden beneath the surface of the dirt, God's divine plan is woven into the very fabric of your existence, patiently waiting its unveiling at the perfect appointed time determined by God. So get ready to embark on this incredible adventure and unlock the extraordinary destiny that awaits you. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and when we return, we're going to look at a few points that I offer for your consideration and encourage you to take these points and make them a part of your everyday life. And we are back. We're looking to God for that motivational vision in our lives. I'm going to offer you some things to consider. First, surrender and seek. Matthew 6:33 tells us, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Picture yourself standing on a mountaintop, the wind whipping through your hair, and the vastness of the world spread out before you. This is the feeling of surrender. This is a feeling of peace. This is a sight of beauty. Releasing your anxieties and clinging to God's will for your life, guided by the gentle prompts of the Holy Spirit. It is not about giving up, but it is about opening your heart to receive his guidance. Seeking is the active counterpart to surrender. Let me say that again. Seeking is the active counterpart to surrender. It's about actively searching for God's presence in your life through prayer, scripture, worship, and just spending time with him. Just like a treasure hunter diligently searching for a hidden gem, you actively seek God's vision for you. I'm going to offer these three tips for your consideration as you seek and surrender to God. Quiet the noise. Retreat to a space of stillness, allowing your mind and spirit to settle like the calm waters of the Sea of Galilee after Jesus stilled the storm, and just spend time with Christ. Open your heart. Surrender your anxieties and desires, echoing the psalmist's prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. That's Psalms 51:10. Seek his presence in your life. Immerse yourself in scripture, worship, and prayer. Ask for clarity and guidance, believing he will speak to your heart in whispers that you can understand, just as he spoke to Elijah in the stillness of the gentle breeze. You see that in 1 Kings 19:12. To be honest with you, these next two words were really hard for me to grasp a hold of when I first became a Christian. Listen and reflect. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Once you've opened yourself up, it's time to listen. God speaks to us in many different ways, through whispers in our hearts, through the beauty of nature, through the words of Scripture, and even through the challenges we face. Be still, quiet your mind, and pay attention to the subtle nudges and prompts that you receive. Reflecting is like taking the time to savor the messages that you receive. Think about your passions, your skills, and the reoccurring themes in your life. Look for patterns and connections and ask yourself how these things might fit into God's plan for you. Pay attention to your passions. This is important. What ignites your soul? What actively brings you a sense of fulfillment and purpose? These passions, like embers waiting to be fanned into flames, can be clues to your calling. Notice where your heart leaps with excitement, mirroring the joy of the disciples discovering the empty tomb, knowing that Christ has risen. You see that in John 20:20. Reflect on your gifts. What are you naturally good at? Are you good at mechanic work? Are you good at drawing? Are you good at electronics? What skills and talents can be used to serve God and others? Recognize your strengths. It is like discovering hidden talents, like the five wise virgins who used their lamps to illuminate the darkness, waiting for the bridegroom to return. You see that in Matthew 25, 1-13. Notice the signs. Be observant of reoccurring themes and messages in your life. God often speaks through dreams, intuition, and even seemingly random encounters like Saul's journey to Damascus, where he encountered Christ and found his true purpose. You see that in Acts 9, 1 through 20. Now is the time to take action and trust. John 13, 17 says, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Now comes a moment of action in our lives, in understanding that trust is the foundation of this entire process. It's about believing that God knows what's best for you, because He does, and that He will never lead you astray. Trusting in His timing and surrendering to His will, even when you don't understand the path. This is essential for finding your true purpose. I encourage you to step into your calling. Once you have a sense of God's vision, don't be afraid to take that first step, even if it seems daunting. Trust that He will equip you with the strength and resources you need. Just as He provided manna and quail for the Israelites in the wilderness. You see that in Exodus 16, verses 14 through 35. Embrace the journey. Remember, God's vision unfolds gradually. So I encourage you to be patient with yourself. Trust the process and learn from your mistakes along the way, knowing that even when we stumble, He is the rock that steadies our step. You see that in Psalms 73:26. Seek guidance and community. Surround yourself with supportive mentors and fellow believers who can encourage you and offer accountability as you pursue God's plan. Remember, there is strength in unity. Like the disciples gathered in the upper room after Jesus' ascension, ready to face the world together. We see that in Acts 1, verses 13 through 14. The final thought on getting God's vision for your life. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 19 say, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people, and His incomparable great power for us who believe." Remember, discovering God's vision is not a sprint, but a marathon. There will be twists and turns, moments of doubts, and times when you feel lost. But as long as you keep surrendering, keep seeking, keep listening, keep reflecting, and keep taking action, and most importantly, trusting, you will eventually find your way to the life that He has planned for you. May your journey be filled with joy, with peace, and the unwavering certainty that you are walking on the path of God's vision. If you need additional help and support in pursuing the vision that God has got planned for your life, I encourage you to reach out to your pastor or a Christian friend and talk with them. Sit down and listen to them. Finally, remember this. Like the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians 1, 17 through 19, we can ask for a spirit of wisdom and revelation to truly understand His calling. I encourage you to align your hopes and your dreams with what God's purpose is for your life. God bless.
You have been listening to Faithful Gatherings Podcast. It has been a blessing being with you. And remember, always stand for what is right. What is moral, never back up, shut up, or give up until our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shows up and we are taken up. God bless.